Hey Siri, call Jarmal.
Calling Jarmal. Mobile.
Hello.
Yo, what's good, bro? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I got you live on For the Culture Radio. Are you working right now?
Yeah.
Oh, well, bro, hit me back. Just for y'all to know out there, this nigga does a lot with heavy machinery. I don't want him to be on the phone because he may die. So we'll talk to you later on For the Culture, but this is an interesting conversation I want to have. So, we'll holler at you later, bro. All
right, bro.
So, we couldn't get Jamal. Let me see. Hey, Siri, call Manon.
Calling Manon. Mobile.
Hello?
Yo, we got you live on For the Culture Radio. This is your host, Mr. Ace Wallace, the corporate thug. I catch you at a good time?
Yeah.
So I'm trying some new things out, man. I got I've been injured in this car accident, but I got this whole new podcast set up. So I said, why not, do something different? So the way that this works is, man, I just talk to Siri. I say, hey, Siri, live. She calls up the person that I say, and we have a quick little conversation about, entrepreneurship, because that's something that I feel real strongly about, and I feel like it's kind of involved in a lot of people that I know.
Okay, yeah, so, definitely me too.
Cool. So we just got a few questions, man, and they really impromptu, man, so you can kind of, just be open-ended, and, we'll kind of take opinions afterwards from other people, and they'll kind of follow up in the emails or whatever. So the first question is, what do you think is the number one, or it can be one, two, or three points, but what do you think are your top points in terms of being an entrepreneur? Like, what keeps you going as an entrepreneur on the day to day? What's something that drives you?
I mean,
or a skill, maybe.
So what drives me as an entrepreneur to keep going and keep this struggle up as an entrepreneur, because it ain't easy, It takes a lot of drive, and for me, I think it's a thirst for some knowledge, because you got to keep on learning different things. You got to be good at a lot of things, and know a lot of people that's good at some of those things. You just gotta be a driven individual. I mean, you gotta be someone different. I think people that's got that entrepreneur spirit are very different, and they're driven in their own little way. Mm. It's kind of hard to explain. I think most of us are crazy for doing what we do. I know my wife thinks I'm crazy at times, not in a bad way, but I mean, and my thing is just, I like so many finishing up tasks, one task after another, and that kind of drives me.
Right, so completing one step and moving on to the next. So just seeing that completion.
Yeah, I mean, and believing in the plan, I know football teams always say believe in the process. We practice and believe in the process. So trust in the process, and then it's going to work. And, a lot of times you see it work a little bit, and, it's working, but you want it to work even better. As an entrepreneur, you just want to get better and better.
Right. Okay. So getting better and better, just kind of seeing that new success and kind of completing something and moving on to the next thing is something that kind of drives you. So I think it's just that executing and completing,
Yeah. I mean, it's because you can't be scared of failing, and you're going to fail, and you're going to find some things that you like doing and some things that you don't like doing. So, I mean, you don't know what's going to be your most successful thing or what you're going to be doing the most, you know. That's what I think, you know. So you got to keep on trying to say, okay, I'm going to stick with this mostly. I might still have a little bit of this going on over here, but you find that thing that you want to stick with mostly, and you got to keep going till you find it, even though you still might do multiple things at one time. But I think you got to find that one thing eventually, that top notch thing, and most people don't find it right away.
That's a good point. Most people don't find it right away. I think that's why me and my buddy earlier were talking, me and my buddy Fonz were talking, and I guess I'm going to narrow this question down to probably say, like, what's your good 2 points? Because he established a good 2. And I think I'm finding yours, you know, it's really that drive and execution. You know, that's what, you know, I feel like just knowing you and, you know, that's kind of the catalyst, the things that I take away from seeing you from the outside looking in. You know, you just seem as though you have a lot of drive and execution in whatever it is that you put your mind to. And I think that you made a good point at the end of what you said in terms of, you know, you may not know exactly what it is that you are going to be good at, but most entrepreneurs have that kind of crazy spirit that just drives them forward, even though other people are like, how are you able to have this uncertainty? Because I think that that's a lot of the part that people don't understand as an entrepreneur that you have to deal with is the uncertainty. Like working a job day to day, a 9 to 5 is secure, you know, whether you love it or not, but it's secure. You know, if you get there on time, if you know, do this set of tasks that you're assigned to this standard, you're pretty much going to get your paycheck. And that's what it is.
Yeah.
And on the obverse, you know, as an entrepreneur, you know, it's like, no, that's just not what happens. You may get to a point where we were talking about this earlier, where you afford the luxury of having a system that kind of rolls, and you have that income that's coming in residually or coming in based on contracts or whatever that's being completed by your staff or whatever. But that even takes time to, you know, procure that situation. You know what I mean? That takes years to get to that.
Yeah. Definitely years and time and
sometimes several industries too.
Yeah. I mean, time go by quick though. You know, I mean, once you get to that age, a little older, or I'm saying a little older because when you get past like 25, time starts to go by quick. So you start being more thirsty to get to where you think you need to be.
That's a key point too. So it's like that crisis time, like that midlife. I don't want to say a midlife crisis, but it's just you have more of an awareness to what you need to do.
Yeah, I mean, you got to find out what you want out of life too. But you do have that awareness, and I mean, yeah, I wouldn't say midlife crisis because my thoughts is, every president is 70 years old, and all these other people, you got to be 35 to be a president. Most of them 50 or 60 years old. So, and most successful people, doctors, they 70 years old, lawyers, judges, they are older people. So I'm not scared of that time. So when you get that in your mind, like it's not too late too. For people that's older, I'm 43 and I'm still trying to figure it out. But, you know, once you start looking at other successful people that in a new position, starting at 60, it's like, oh, shoot, let me go ahead and keep on searching and keep on going, you know, if that's what you want to do.
Yeah, you're right about that. I could think about, like, Tabitha Brown. I don't know if you've heard of her. She's a sensation on TikTok. And,
okay,
you know, I remember watching one of her first videos maybe last year, and it was amazing how her first video was like with her on her daughter's page. I saw her daughter's page, and her daughter was like teaching her how to use TikTok. And it's amazing at how efficient, you know, she became and how successful she is. I mean, this lady was just hosting Wow. Not hosting, but, you know, she was on, like, the Essence Awards or something. She's been on, you know, the BET Awards. I mean, she's a rising star. And it's all because of TikTok. And she just got on there and started being herself. And it's funny because I remember watching her videos. I mean, watching her daughter. And the very first video was her and her trying to teach her parents how to use TikTok. And her mom was just like, had so much personality. And I'm like, man, this lady would be cold at this, you know? And you look up a year and a half, and this is a year and a half, 2 years later, this lady has, I watched a story on her. Her husband worked as a policeman. She's retired her husband. She now works full time as a Instagram, I mean, as a professional TikTok influencer. Okay. And, you know, it's just like,
I mean, that's great. And I think a lot of times people be scared to do what they good at and what they like to do because of that security of their job. You know, you see some people as good as, you like, oh, she's cold at it, like you said, and she continued with it. A lot of people would let it go, especially at an older age, you know, and you can't be scared. You can't be scared.
Yeah. We were just, you know? It's wild how, to me, just in these two conversations, how many of the similar points that you all have shared, you know, and I want to try to keep finding these consistencies, because fear was something that we brought up in the last conversation with Fonz. And Fonz is a wholesaler. You know, he's a wholesaler, right? He's doing wholesaling right now, but his bread and butter is pretty much, you know, coding, doing computer coding and things of that nature. But he also likes to wholesale, and he has a few other things that he's working on. But we were talking about his question to me was about fear and how much fear that I think existed, you know, in entrepreneurs or people, period. And I said, I think fear exists in one and two. You know, I said, because when I look at fear, I think about it as one of those things that it's not like, oh, it's somebody in front of me with a gun, I'm scared. It's more so like the thought, being afraid to develop the thoughts that you have, being afraid to move forward in the talents that you have, you know, things that you know that you could at least try, you know, and you choose to just say, you know, nah, that's all right. It's like, I feel like maybe it's because you fear it.
Yeah. Well, they fear, most people fear the failure of it, the unknown. You know, I'm too old to do this, so I don't want to lose my job. I got 10 years on the job. You know, different things like that. You know, they fear the unknown, you know. I mean, most people don't know an entrepreneur, really. You know, most people know people that go to work. So that's the norm. I know we talked about that before, but they're so fearful of losing the job or losing the benefit. I talked to someone on about business, and they supposed to be on the business page, and they said, I'm sticking my job. I got benefits. I can't leave my benefits and insurance. I said, well, you can buy that outright.
Right.
You can buy insurance.
Right.
You can get your own benefits. You can get your IRA if, you know, instead of a 401k. So it's just a lot of the fear, and they threw that out there, and people don't know. People think only way you can get health insurance is through an employer.
Right. And it's not.
You know, it's not.
At all.
Kanye West ain't got to be employed to, you know, I'm sure he's so big, but I'm saying any multimillionaire is not employed with nobody to get life insurance, you know.
You're right.
The health insurance, I mean, yeah. But yeah, just that fear, man. I mean, yeah, my fear is different. It's not really, I think I have fear, not really fear of, can I make it? It's fear like, oh, man, I'm wore out doing all this stuff. Will I make it? You know? Hopefully I don't beat myself up too much trying too hard.
Right.
So that's kind of my fear, you know. My fear is not really a failure. It's just working too hard, and hopefully I won't hurt myself working too hard. And I'm trying to get to where I want to be at.
Right. Right.
But I still got somewhere I want to be. I'm still trying to get there. But at the same time, if I wasn't trying to get there, as hard as I was, even where I'm at right now, I'm without a job. I'm the best I have ever been. You know, but I'm still trying to get somewhere else because I keep on trying to work harder and harder, but I'm better than I was when I had the security of a job.
Wow. I think it's one of those things where, like, I put up a, I said a quote before, and I was like, everybody's not meant to be an entrepreneur, you know?
No.
Don't think that this is a lifestyle that you just need to dive off into because it looks cool or because it provides you freedom. I said, it also, you have to be so disciplined. In my opinion, you have to be so disciplined because if you don't have the right mindset, if you don't have that discipline to say, I need to do this and I can't be, and I don't have a micromanager. Like, some people are dependent on the micromanagement system and they don't even know it.
Yeah, you know, they gotta have it.
They have to have it. You know, you have certain, you know, and like, you know, I looked at my little brother in a certain, you know, light in terms of you just being younger and trying to figure it out. And, you know, he's second year in college or whatever. And just little stuff like getting up on time for certain things, you know, is like, you know, some entrepreneurs like myself who some people might be like, oh, well, this dude might get up at 10 o'clock one morning, you know, or assume that I get up at 10 o'clock every day. But, you know, if I got something to be at 7 and I'm used to being up at 10, usually I just got to adjust myself to be up at 7 that morning. And I'm going to do it flawlessly, you know, but that's and you got to be able to make those audibles. But like little bro, I looked at a situation where it was just like, man, he's so programmed to trying to do this other thing. And it's like, man, you have to be able to audible.
Right. Yeah. You got to. Yeah. I mean, I think it's good to learn at a younger age, you know, a little bit, at least build up on it. Yeah. You know, people are different, you know, and as I looked at my past, it was always in me, you know.
Right.
I mean, truthfully, when I was 16, I used to sell weed. And know what I used to do? Right. I used to do what my father did.
It's a public channel, just so you know. It's all legal now, but we just let you know it's a public channel. We're on For the Culture Radio. Go ahead.
That's okay, but I'm still talking about work. I packed the bag, went out, had what I had my lunch. I packed the bag for lunch. That's what I mean to say. I packed my lunch. I knew I was going to be out there from 8 in the morning to 3 in the afternoon.
Right.
No one told me to go out there. I knew how much I needed to make. You know, I knew what I had a schedule. You know, and I said it. I mean, and I had a schedule. I stopped at the store, did this, but all on my own.
Right. Nobody was coaching you.
No. I'm the boss, you know, at that time.
Right.
You know, and you know, this made me think about that right now because that's 15, 16 years old, and as I built up my life, I still think that way.
Wow.
You know, I mean, that's just the environment that I grew up in, but I believe, I hate when I go to a store and the store is closed. You know, maybe it's a slow time on Tuesday at 2 o'clock in the afternoon or 12 o'clock, and the store is closed. It's a mom and pop shop.
Right.
And I was always taught to be there. Somebody got to be there. How you going to build? And the shop ended up going out of business. These type of places, they end up going out of business. They're not there to make the $2. They're just waiting for the weekend to make the $30. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And in my environment, as I grew up, in order to build a good, you know, clientele, someone always had to be there.
Exactly.
You know, 7 o'clock in the morning, midnight, someone always had to be there.
So those core principles you were learning at that time.
Yeah.
Wow. You know, a lot of people, this is the raw content that I wanted to procure you know, and I didn't know that it was going to come out this way. But this is where it comes from, just from the real life, true stories and recollections of people that's really been in this thing. Because at the end of the day, when you reference most of these dealings in the street, it's going to come back to real, true, good business. You know, and I forget who said that before, but they talked about how, you know, you can try to take a college course, you know what I'm saying? But you can be the your dad could have been, you know, a business banker. You can go to Harvard. But if you take a dude off of, you know what I'm saying, the corner, who came from the corners, who came, a motherfucker who came from really, you know, that life, it's a whole nother level of hustle that they have. And it's a whole nother level of discipline that they have, you know. And I can truly say that I know that you have that, you know, it's something that we need to in our communities. I don't want to say, I'm going to say it. We need to value it more. You know, people, we need to repurpose the knowledge sometimes. But the people that come from your era, and even the people that's, you know, right now, you got young men that's doing the same shit that you was doing at that time right now. And they got that same mentality because, you know, when you drive through our hoods, I mean, I ain't going to lie. You know, it is systematically, it's like we are smart. You know what I'm saying? We make the best out of our situations. Like, you go through the hood right now, I don't give a damn what time. If you smoke weed, you smoke coke, whatever you're doing, you can get what you need where you're trying to get it. You know what I mean? I mean, at the time you're trying to get it, if you're in the right place. You know what I mean? And so all you basically saying is, you know, I mean, it's like a core principles of, you know, marketing. You know, when you really think about it, is what you explaining. Yeah. You know?
Yeah. I mean, it definitely was some marketing. And, you know, I didn't know I was doing what I was doing, but it's definitely some business. But I think you got to, I think it's a combination of everything, too. Okay. You know, you got to see, I see my father go to work, too, at the same time.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I saw the business also in the streets. I saw how that worked, but I saw my father do it too. And, you know, so I think it's
the balance.
I mean, you know, just like with anything, it's balance. You know, it's what you, all the things wrapped up into one.
Right, right. Okay.
And, you know, and that's kind of what got me out of the game because a lot of times, them young cats will be out there selling the slang or whatever, and they'll have a whole lot of money. So they go out there in the morning, they'll make $1,000. They got this bankroll in their pocket. But to recop, they need, you know, $700. So really, they only made $300. But they don't know that. They don't think about that. They just go spend it, you know. I understood that concept already.
Right.
At that time, right, you know, so I had a job and everything. So I'm like, I got to go out here and do what I got to do to make $300 today. That would equal up to, you know, $1,200 this week. That's as much more than I'm getting paid at the job. That's with, you know, that's with accounting and everything, recop money, you know, and what I had to spend to get this money, what I got to, you know, so, and being, like I said, it's a combination of everything, you know, so I still went to work.
Right.
I knew that that wasn't going to be a lifestyle, so I went to work and learned that part of it too, because you got to learn how to work a little bit, you know, learn how the system go to run your own business.
Right. And I think it's balance. I think it's balance is what it comes down to. You know, because, you know, it's like, I like when people say that they have a job, or I like explaining the concept of having a job and being an entrepreneur on the side or having your own thing on the side. You know, and I think we kind of learn that from a lot of businessmen growing up in the hood. You know, when you talk about your father, which is my grandfather, you know, I always think about him having another business on the side. You know what I'm saying? When I think about, you know, when I think about Mr. Bolin, who Miss Bolin was the babysitter, you know, and her husband, I never even knew until after he had passed that he literally worked at the steel mill for years. And I never even knew this of him. And I knew him my whole child life.
Right.
But all
yeah,
I knew,
I didn't know either.
You know what I'm saying? And you 10 years older than me. You know what I mean? So that whole time, I never knew Mr. Bolin ever had a job outside of cutting lawns and shit because that's all I ever saw him do. And he always was busy. You know what I'm saying? So I think that that indoctrination of things has been kind of baked into us, you know, growing up. And we think about alley mechanic, when you think about like the alley mechanic, you know what I mean? Like it's guys who got their whole garage, I mean, organized. They got people answering the phones and, you know, some people wouldn't believe some of the phenomenons that we have that exist in our communities. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And so,
I want to touch on one point you said about Mr. Bowen. He was always busy.
Yep.
I'm always busy. I mean, I'm not working at the steel mill busy. You know, I'm doing my thing always busy. And people don't like that. That's what kind of, I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. But as far as going back to entrepreneurs, you know, people like to go and do their 8 hours and do nothing the rest of the day.
Right.
You know, exactly. And that's fine. You know, but because, yeah, I might, you know, we make our own schedule. So I might go take my kids out to the track. They say, the track when it's kids, 10 o'clock in the morning. Yeah, but I woke up at 4 o'clock and I did 5 hours worth of work already. Took my kids to the track, that's in my schedule. And after I take them to the track, take them to get something to eat, I'm back at work.
Exactly.
You know, so that's hard for some people. They want a 7-9-to-5, which is, sometimes I want a 9-to-5. Because, you know what I mean? I'm like, man, I just go there, sit down, punch the clock
and be done.
Be lazy at work and come back home and be done, you know.
Yep.
But it's just not in my spirit.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that's just, you hit on the perfect thing to kind of wrap it up, is the spirit is not in your spirit. I think it's got to be in your spirit to do this thing. You know what I'm saying? You got to really want it. And I think that a lot of the times people don't understand that one fact. I hear a lot of, because I think it's become trendy to say, you know, this is, I'm an entrepreneur. I'm a business owner. This is what, you know what I'm saying? And at the end of the day, it's like, I'm not knocking anybody, but like I told my buddy before, it's levels. Just it's levels to it. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah.
Because people will
levels to all of them.
You know, and people will rush to say that they're a business owner. And I'm like, you may not want to, you may want to own your own business, but you may not want to have employees. People, I feel like sometimes people get attached to these like title complexes and title syndromes and things like, oh, I have CEO on my title. I have doctor on my title, you know? And it's like,
yeah, none of that make a difference.
It really don't make a difference. And one thing that I always thought about was that, you know, you have to make sure that you understand that you're responsible for the people that work for you. They have to eat before you eat. So you got 10 people working, you got 10 family. That means you got 11 family. If you got 10 people working, that means you got 11 families you're responsible for feeding.
Yeah.
So
that's rough.
You know, and it's like, if I make $1 million in my business this year, that's $1 million that I had to procure in order to make sure that all of these other people eat. So for me, I would much rather, you know, make $1 million and I got one or two contracts that I have to take care of, you know what I'm saying? Or I make $1 million and I don't have to pay nobody but me and Uncle Sam. So I think that we have to make sure that we just have a clear understanding on what we're trying to do, where we want to go, and, you know exactly what entrepreneurship is, and just try to get as much insight as we can. But yeah, man, I just, you know,
it's not cookie cutter.
It's not cookie cutter. But yeah, I'm glad we got a chance to chat, man. I just wanted to make sure that I reached out to you because this is something that's new. And I'm kind of doing an impromptu, but at the same time, I'm trying to be cutting edge with the fact that, you know, it's like work in the present. What better time than the present?
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah. Oh, this is a great time right now.
Oh, so I hope you enjoyed yourself on For the Culture Radio.
Oh, yeah. I appreciate you calling me.
But yeah, give me 1 second and I'm going to stay on with you for 2 more minutes. Just hold on 1 second for me. My name is Ace Wallace, and the views and opinions expressed here represent my own and not those of the people, institutions, or organizations, including For the Culture podcast, that I may or may not be related with unless stated explicitly. Please understand that I am human. My thoughts and my opinions may change as I come to learn more and develop understanding about the things and issues that I am talking about. This podcast provides a snapshot of my knowledge, my views, and learned opinions that I hold at a particular point of time, and these might change over a period of time. I reserve the right to evolve my knowledge, my thoughts, my viewpoints, and to change them without assigning any reason. I may provide insight and information on things that I talk about, and all comments are welcome. However, I ask that you be tactful, not tasteless, and never insulting. Thank you for visiting. Thank you for listening. This is For the Culture. My name is Ace Wallace, and the views.
All right, we're back. Sorry about that. So we had a little technical difficulties. I wanted to make sure I got that drop in, and we're keeping it all raw. Man, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
All right, man. Well, you know what? Like I said, thanks for talking. You can hold the line for a second. We're going to get to our next caller.